Psalm 119, verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Last week I shared two stories, true stories, because I felt they illustrated the significance of the word of God. One was about a Russian performer in the theater, Alexander Rostozev, and he was playing the role of Jesus in Christ in a tuxedo, and after he read two scriptures, he was supposed to then remove his gown and cry out, "Give me my tuxedo and top hat," but he kept on reading scriptures. And as he read, the Spirit of God brought to his memory the scripture that he learned as a child in his case, the Russian Orthodox Church. That would be from Luke 23:42, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And before the curtain could be brought down to end what was this interruption to their performance, he had accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. All came about because of the scriptures. In a little bit different manner than what we are accustomed to hearing the scriptures used. But listen to me, don't limit how God can use his scriptures. Many a tract has been discarded on the sidewalk to be picked up by another person who reads it and gets saved. They got saved by a piece of trash, as society would look at it. We know it's the power of the Word of God. Then I also read the story about a woman who had an alcoholic husband who was cruel and mean to her, and a very miserable life. And someone gave her a Bible. She read it. She came to know the Lord, and her life was improved greatly by the strength of the Word of God. And her husband came home drunk, as was no unusual event. And this time, however, he snatched the Bible from her, threw it in the fireplace, and said, "Now see what happens to your precious book." The next morning, when he was cleaning out the fireplace, he found some pages of that Bible that had not been burned. And he read those pages. One of them, or one of the verses on a page, was Matthew 24:35. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." He was startled, and he paused to read that again and again. And the Holy Spirit of God once again did his work, and the man was converted. Don't ever limit the word of God. Here, in this book, in the book that you hold in your hands, is the power to change lives. Amen. Because it is God's word. And it tells of Jesus Christ. And remember, please, if you will, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's all because of the power of the scriptures. Without Christ, no person has any hope for eternity, only a fearful looking and waiting for the dreaded day of judgment. Some people may say that they cannot understand the Bible, and that excuse for not reading the Bible is probably the most common one that exists. "Well, I read it, but I don't understand it." You know, if a person can read and understand the newspaper, they can read and understand the Bible. Oh, a lot of people will get hung up and use again as an excuse, "Well, the these and the thous, I don't understand them." You know, maybe if a person has never had any kind of an education, They might hesitate at a thee and a thou. But there are few of those people around. And even they, you can soon piece it together and understand who is intended in a thee or a thou. No, it's just an excuse. There is more than enough, I say more than enough, of the Bible that a person does understand to use the excuse and say, well, I don't understand it. The parts that are difficult, and there are parts that are difficult, the parts that are difficult do not erase or remove the parts that are clear and readily understood. Besides, the Christian has the Holy Spirit living inside of them. Again, I can sort of grasp how an unsaved person might say, I can't understand it. But I'm really focusing on people who claim to be Christians and they say, I don't understand it. Well, read it some more. Read it again. Besides, and this is no small matter, the Christian has the Holy Spirit living inside of them. John 14:26 teaches us the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He will teach us. We can learn. You know, when I first got a computer, it was quite an experience. The first one I got was back before Windows, you know, back when you had to know certain codes that you had to type these things in to make that happen, and it never happened for me, okay? And Windows was a marvelous invention for my sake alone. And so, but what did I do? I persisted. Even when Windows came along and you didn't need all those codes to access functions, you still had to learn. And so you've undoubtedly seen them. I work at the Olean Library, and one of my tasks is to box up used books for the used book sales that happen 3-4 times a year. And there's a whole series, okay? Windows for Dummies, okay, Computers for Dummies, and a whole Dummies series. In other words, things that people don't know. Well, I picked one of them books up one time. They need a book about, a book for dummies about dummies. And because, you know, I started paging through there. In other words, most anything that you want to learn, you may have to take some effort and apply yourself to learn it. I'm not mechanically inclined. Necessity had me change my spark plugs and oil, put a filter on. I had progressed to the point of attempting to change brake shoes. I was glad for a neighbor. And so, but you know, here again, I had to work at it. I had to learn. Now, what do you do today when you want to do something like that? Tell me, where do you go today when you want to learn something like that?
YouTube.
You got it. Today, when I was boxing up some used books, I saw a book, and it was, I forget what the subject was, that it was, I think it was on memory. And so they, it was, you know, and I thought, maybe I ought to save that. And I thought, why do I need this 10-year-old book when I can go on YouTube and find something up to date? Amen. Folks, there's a lot of problems that come out of the internet. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of good that comes out of the internet. How about the people that get saved because of a gospel message they read on the internet? How about the people that are able to access study resource materials because they have access to it right in their living room? Friends, this idea, I don't understand it. It's an absolute excuse. It was 40 years ago, and it is today. the essential content and vast majority of scriptures are clear, and any layman can understand the basic message and the points of the scripture. Now you may wonder, why do you use that term layman? In other words, you don't have to be a Bible college graduate. You don't have to be an ordained member of the clergy. Anybody can understand the message of the scriptures. Oh, sure, some points are difficult. I'm fascinated with prophecy. And there's many things that I like to hear about prophecy. But if I read it this evening, mark it down, John Mark, I won't remember it tomorrow morning. I mean, there are details to it, okay, that are just beyond my usual comprehension. So what am I going to do? Throw prophecy out the window? Am I going to stop reading about end time matters simply because I can't comprehend it? The problem isn't with the book. The problem is with the person holding the book. It was Martin Luther who was convinced, and with this I close, Martin Luther was convinced that what was obscure in one place was stated more clearly in other parts of the scripture. Let me repeat that. And I give Martin Luther credit. He was convinced that what was obscure in one place was stated more clearly in other parts of the scripture. So what's the secret? It is no secret. It's a matter of reading and reading and studying and reading and studying, and you'll find it. I recall hearing our pastor say many a time, there's a passage, I would read it and read it, and I'd ask God why I can't understand it, why, what's this mean, and I can't get it. And I've heard him say that there were some passages that he would labor on for years. And then one time he's reading it, and God shows it to him. God shows it to him. Now, what if he had quit because he couldn't understand it the first time? He'd have never come to understand it. Father in heaven, thank you for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for the many blessings that you give to us indeed. We're thankful, Father, for all that we have in you.